This is Phoebe Zimmerman with the VOA Special English Health Report. More and more children take medicines to treat depression and other problems such as aggressiveness and lack of self-control. In fact, a new study says Americans spent more on behavior-related drugs for children last year than on antibiotics or asthma medicines. The research shows that spending increased 77% between 2000 and 2003. One reason was increased use. The report says the number of children on behavioral drugs increased more than 20%. But these medicines also cost more than traditional drugs for problems like infections, and patients usually stay on behavioral medicines longer. The report is by a company that administers drug plans for healthcare providers around the country. Medco Health Solutions studied the records of 300,000 young people up to age 19. It found that among children who take at least one medicine from their doctor, nearly 9% are on a behavior-related drug. Medco says 5% of all children in the United States take behavioral medicine. Some of the largest increases involve medicines to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The study says spending for such drugs last year increased 369% for children under age 5. Companies have been developing new treatments for children who have difficulty learning and staying calm. Also, Medco says spending for antidepressants for children grew 25% between 2000 and last year. Use of these drugs increased by 27%. Some parents say antidepressants and other behavioral drugs have improved their children's lives. But others worry that too many young people are being given such medicines and that some drugs could be harmful. In March, the United States Food and Drug Administration asked makers of antidepressants to include a warning statement. The agency says healthcare providers should carefully observe adults and children who take these drugs. Scientists are investigating the possibility that some patients might become more depressed and try to kill themselves. This might be especially true at the beginning of treatment or when the amount of medicine is increased or decreased. This VOA Special English Health Report was written